Okay, Gay?
Okay. I got another. With this severe joint pain, she has legs. She has pain in her legs and buttocks and swelling in the legs with that pain.
Okay. See, again, now you're looking at, since it's legs and nowhere else, you're giving a high sign that it's kidney, and the fact it's severe, it's now time to visit a practitioner. And what I would recommend is that you may call the order line, get the number of a QRA practitioner, and find out just what the heck's going on here, and get to the bottom of it as quickly as possible. Okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for your call. Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones here, and let's pick up with Priscilla in Gary, Indiana. And are you there, Priscilla?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how old a woman are you?
73.
Okay.
Just had a birthday Sunday.
Well, fantastic. So you're a Capricorn, the goat, huh?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very familiar. Okay, and how much do you weigh?
193.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing that as far as leaky bladder goes, I think today's special may be just the answer for you if you've been listening to that. And about three of each of those per meal would be ideal, I think, for you. Let's talk. Let's
the kidneys is what I'm more concerned with.
I got that. And let's talk about healthy kidney function, okay?
Okay.
First of all, we want to rule out the interference fields, find them and rule them out. So did you have children in your youth?
Yes.
And
yes.
Did you ever have a tear rectally to vaginally?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes.
So you had an episiotomy. Okay. So
no, I just tore real bad.
You just tore and they didn't even sew you up. That's even worse.
No, years ago they didn't.
I know. That's even worse, actually.
Yeah.
Because what happens then is there's way more scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So today is more merciful, although it's not a lot of fun, let me tell you that.
Okay? Oh, no.
So I had kids, so I know all about that. All right.
Yeah.
So what you would do right out of the box from a nutrition standpoint is I would start with about three kidney complex per meal. Then what I would want to do is talk to the order line about using Medibody packs so that you can mud pack the hands and the feet, and then you could do the... if there's no major scar, you can go right up and do the episiotomy.
I've had so many scars.
Okay, then you're going to have to go out in the sunshine. I know it's cold in Gary, Indiana right now. I went to Purdue, so I know it's hibernation time as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, what you'll need to do is work your way up the leg, and if there are other major scars, you're going to have to mud pack them so you create an open circuit between the feet and the episiotomy scar. And if this is very hard or too tricky, just call the order line and get the number of a QRA practitioner. We've got a number of them there in Indianapolis, and I think we've
That's
even
a long
got a couple
way
in,
for me.
I think we even have a couple in Gary. Remain calm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they can talk you through how to do this and
mm-hmm.
what to do so that you can erase the scar trauma and unleash the best health for the kidneys so that you don't have to be on kidney complex forever, okay? And I think you're going to be very pleased with what that does. Let's talk about the weight a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because my concern here, of course, is digestion, number one, okay?
I have problems with my digestive system.
Well, I mean, at 73, you're a miracle, because at 78, you're supposed to die, and by about 60, most people, their digestion is pretty weak. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What we want to do here is first start out at the start of the meal with two quantum digest. The digest will give you the pancreatic enzyme support, and it's the world's only source of plant-based pepsin. So that's the catalyst that makes the HCL work better in the gut. And so that
Before eating?
Yeah, you start that right at, you take that at the start of the meal.
Okay.
Then the end of the meal, you're going to take the HCL detox kit. Now, you haven't had anything like this for a long time, so I recommend you take small meals. You start out at about two HCL and one activator, and every couple days you bump it up till you hit about six HCL and three activator. And
start out with one, you say?
Start out with two HCL and one activator. And if this bothers your stomach at any point, stop. And get some stomach complex. You'll make it as a tea, three capsules as a tea, and this will allow you to get the stomach meridian strong. So now you can eat, take the HCL at the end. It won't bother you. And that means you got another mud pack homework assignment to find a scar from the forehead to the pubic bone that's sedating the stomach. But until and unless you do, you will continue the stomach complex as tea, and you'll be able to digest the way you did when you were 35, 40. How's that for a deal?
Very good. Now, nerves. And, the nerves together.
Okay, well, the nerves...
I worry about everything. I go find something. If I know something, I find something.
Well, the reason for that is you're starving to death. The food that you're eating is not being digested well.
Okay.
So one of the things we want to do here is get that nutrition really well digested. But what you can do as a calming effect, you can get on some sulfur-based amino acids. That means as your digestion improves, begin eating kidney beans, pinto beans, black beans, and you could start right now eating buckwheat, the only sulfhydryl grain, so you can get the sulfur-calming effects and also sleeping 5 straight hours at night without waking up, which should start happening as your bladder behaves itself a little better. That will increase adrenaline. Increasing adrenaline will allow you to hold magnesium. Holding magnesium will calm you down, too. Between now and then, you could get some mag-glycinate, and you could take 2 to 3 of these per meal and maybe 2 or 3 before bedtime to hold the magnesium level a little better in the blood and allow you to be a little more calm. Okay.
I'm taking blood pressure pills, too. So
well, this
I think
should
the
not
problem
interfere.
Was they gave me too much water pill, and I was dehydrated.
Well, this should not interfere with any of that.
Okay.
My only concern there would be to be sure you have a little book by Dr. Sidney Wolfe called Worst Pills, Best Pills, Roman numeral 2, and that'll tell you which meds are really safe and which aren't. Dr. Wolfe has done a fabulous job in his lifetime. I got to get out of here, though. I'm out of time. Good talking to you.
Okay. And do they know what you said now?
They do. They'll have my notes. You'll have to call the order line 800-370-3447. Okay?
You
got that? Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now. Don't miss...